Good morning. It's Friday, March 27th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. President Donald Trump says talks with Tehran are going very well and has extended a pause on plans to strike Iranian energy infrastructure until April 6th. The decision follows an initial five-day pause and comes after Iran outlined conditions for a ceasefire. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff confirmed Washington sent Tehran a 15-point peace plan. Trump warned the U.S. would be Iran's worst nightmare if a deal is not reached. Meanwhile, Israel reported intercepting fresh missile barrages from Iran and carried out retaliatory strikes on Beirut and Tehran. Oil prices, which had surged earlier, dropped following the announcement. Analysts say the next week will be critical in determining whether diplomacy can avert further escalation. Another news. President Trump announced plans to pay SAW agents after hundreds quit amid a partial government shutdown, leaving travelers stuck in multi-hour queues. Airports including Houston, New York, and Illinois report lines stretching across floors and parking lots. The Department of Homeland Security has been unfunded since February, leaving essential workers unpaid. Trump directed Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen to make immediate payments, though legal experts warn the move could face court challenges under the Anti-Deficiency Act. Meanwhile, ICE agents have been deployed to help ease security backlogs. Airline CEOs urge Congress to restore funding to end the disruption. Officials say pay will resume once the government reopens. Around the world. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Saudi Arabia on an unannounced visit to sign a security cooperation deal focusing on protecting the skies. The agreement leverages Ukraine's experience in countering drones, which Saudi Arabia has faced from Iran. Zelensky said over 200 Ukrainian anti-drone experts have already been deployed to Middle Eastern countries, including Saudi Arabia, to share expertise. Officials highlighted the combination of drone interceptors, electronic jamming systems, and anti-aircraft guns as a model for Gulf nations. Analysts say the pact reflects growing regional interest in Ukrainian technology amid the ongoing U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran, and may expand Kyiv's diplomatic influence in the Gulf. Another news. The Philippines and France signed a visiting forces agreement allowing joint military training in each other's territory amid tensions in the South China Sea. Officials say the pact enhances bilateral cooperation and offers legal protections for military exercises. Philippine Defense Secretary Gilberto Teodoro and French Minister Catherine Vautrin emphasized peaceful dispute resolution and supply chain resilience. The agreement follows a recent incident where a Chinese missile frigate made an unsafe maneuver near the Philippine Navy. Manila already holds similar arrangements with the U.S., Australia, Japan, and New Zealand. Analysts note the deal strengthens the Philippines' strategic partnerships as Beijing continues to assert claims over almost the entire South China Sea. Another news. Monitors report that nuclear-armed states are increasing production and deployment of warheads, raising concerns about global security. The Federation of American Scientists and Norwegian People's Aid estimate nearly 9,745 nuclear weapons are now ready for use, equivalent to 135,000 Hiroshima bombs. About 40% are deployed on missiles, submarines, or bombers, an increase from 2024. Experts warn the trend heightens risks of rapid escalation, miscalculation, and accidental use. While overall stockpiles remain below Cold War peaks, the lapse of arms control treaties like New START and ongoing conflicts in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East underscore the dangers of nuclear posturing on autopilot, according to Hans Christensen of FAS. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.